everybody, and welcome to the Pixels Podcast, the only podcast where, Sophia, I don't have one for this week.
Merry Christmas.
Where
and Happy New Year.
We celebrate the holidays after the holidays. I'm your co-host, Christian Travis, and today we have back Sophia Wood. How are you doing today, Sophia?
I'm good. What's up, Chris?
Not much. We haven't seen each other in a hot second.
I think we should go through the new games we got over Christmas.
Oh yeah, that would be pretty awesome to talk about. Do you want to go first since you came up with the idea?
I got Detroit Become Human.
Oh really?
I'm so excited. I played just the opening and then I got too busy, but I liked it so much I had a dream about it that night.
Oh my god.
So I'm really excited to go back and play it. And I was gonna buy Odyssey.
Oh, you didn't get around to that?
It was on sale for £20. I'm like, great, I'll get that. And then I forgot. And now it's £60 again. No, I'm not buying that.
It's okay.
I'm so mad at myself.
I was waiting to get paid because the thing, we already know how I feel about Google Stadia. But the thing that I wouldn't...
How everyone feels about Google Stadia.
Yes. The thing I wouldn't mind having is basically the Tomb Raider games, all easy mm-hmm. access, and they have all three of them. So they gave away the first two. Last month they gave away the first one, this month they gave away the second one, and this one's too new for me to think that they're gonna give away the third one next month. So I was gonna buy it while I was on sale. I was just waiting until I got paid, and then I got paid, and then that same day the price went back up to $60 and it was on sale for $22, and I was like, oh damn it, I could have had all three Tomb Raider games easy access anytime I wanted.
Yeah,
to play.
You should have just bought it.
I should have, but
I hate the ending of sale.
I know, it's so annoying. But yeah, so you got Detroit Become Human. I haven't played that yet. Actually, that's on my backlog too, so I gotta...
It's so good so far. I've only played literally the opening, but I was like, oh my god, it's so good.
Do you like how I told you I'd send you a copy of my backlog, and I just haven't done that ever?
Yeah, I'm waiting, because I have money now, so I can actually buy games.
Yeah, I should probably get on that. Now that I'm not working my second job, I could probably figure a way to type it up and email it to you. Do one of those old-fashioned electronic mails. But okay, so tell me more about games you got.
I think that's it.
That's it? Just Detroit?
I only got one game. Because I have my own money, so now I'm waiting, and then I didn't buy anything on sale. Usually I get like 5 or 10 games.
Did you talk about After Party the last time we recorded?
I finished it.
You finished it? I
finished it.
I've probably only like 2 hours into the game, so I haven't finished it.
I don't want to spoil it, but I will say I do agree with what I've heard, where I thought that your decisions, because it sets it up really well. Like, it's going to be a little bit of a spoiler.
Okay.
But not that much. I thought that how nice you were being would matter at the end, because you're in hell. You're trying to prove you're not supposed to be in hell.
Okay.
And your personal demon even points out, like, oh, you did this instead of this because it was easy for you, not because it was the good thing. And I was like, oh, man, like, this is what's going to happen. They're going to be like, well, you did all these bad decisions, so clearly you're supposed to be in hell. This was a test.
Oh.
That's not the twist. And I'm like, seriously?
But there's a different twist, is what you're saying.
There's a different twist, but it's okay. Like... It doesn't, has nothing to do with anything. I'm just like, really? That's so random.
Gotcha. That's so interesting. I have to get back on that. I already told you, I started streaming, so maybe I'll play that throughout a stream. Because
yeah,
then I can have
should.
People help me make decisions. Be very engaging.
Your decisions don't matter.
I know, but
like that's what made me mad.
It will put a facade for the people who were watching. but yeah, so for me, the holiday season, I didn't really get too many games. I bought most of my games during Black Friday. Have we had an episode since Black Friday? I feel like I did. We did.
Maybe.
Yeah, we definitely have. Yeah, because I feel like I brought them up. But just in case I didn't, I got Persona 5. I got God of War.
Because I remember, I think we talked about God of War.
Yeah, we definitely did. And then I've been playing Resident Evil 2 Remake, but we'll talk about that towards the end, how I feel about it. And then there was one more game. Oh, Jedi Fallen Order. I bought it, but I haven't played much of it.
I think I'm going to get it. I should have just bought it when it was on sale.
You should.
Now I have to wait for
another
sale.
We do that all the time. Like, I like to buy things immediately, but when it comes to, like, consoles, when it comes to games, I'm like, all right, only if it's, like, my favorite franchise, I'll pay for the full $60 as soon as it comes out.
No.
Like,
$60 is too much for a game, honestly.
I mean, and it's always been that way, but, like, also, it shouldn't be that way. But...
No, it's way too expensive for what you get, especially when loads of games aren't as good as you think they're gonna be.
Yeah.
So you're paying for subpar stuff, which is why I kind of like the new... things that are coming out now, the streaming services where you can pick and choose and you're not exactly investing in a game.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm trying to think if there's any other... Well, yeah, anyway. So, I told you I started streaming. Basically, I've been streaming Pokemon, which I figured is a good thing to start with because in order to stream Pokemon, you need a capture card. You can't just, like, screen grab it from your PlayStation or Xbox. And since it's like a more niche audience, I figured I can gather more, followers. So on Mixer,
listen to that marketing plan right there.
I know. And then the best part is, I think I've done 3, maybe 4 streams and I already got 25 followers. So that's pretty good. Or 24.
That's actually pretty good. How many of those people do you know?
None.
See, we're famous.
Yeah, so and
we're just household names now.
Yeah, so right now I actually used our email to set up the stream channel.
Yeah, I keep getting emails and I think I'd accidentally delete half of them. So
I mean,
you might have gotten something really important that I deleted.
It's fine. But if you ever
I don't know what this is, delete, and then 5 minutes later I'm like, oh, was that even my email?
It's not a big deal. But I figured if you decide you want to stream, then it's under our email. We could just change the channel name to Pixels, and then me and you can both stream on it. So
could you imagine? I would love to stream, but could you imagine my laptop fans screaming at me as I tried to do it?
Yeah, we would need to get you a better mic before you started. Streaming.
I love my £20 mic, cheapest mic I could find.
It's okay. It suffices. It's actually not as bad as people would think it would be.
It does its job.
Yeah, we talked about it. The only problem is it picks up the fan. But honestly, it's just because you don't have much room to work with, not because it's a bad mic.
I think once I move, I'll invest more because I'm in uni. Things are gonna break.
Yeah.
Like, this is uni.
I feel you. Anyway,
can I tell you?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I go on a tangent and tell you a fun part of my day?
Yeah, tell me.
I got back to my house and they have changed all the doors in the house for some reason.
The house at school, obviously.
Like, you see
right?
It. Yeah, it's all gross, but they didn't tell us.
Oh,
so we just got in, and it's just gross wood doors that look really unfinished.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. My old house at school had that too. Like,
I think there are fire doors or something, I'd assume, but it was just so
fire
weird.
Doors,
like,
but they're all wood.
Into my house. Yeah, but I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know how that works.
Anyway, I think we should move on to some news for that we missed because we've been gone for a couple weeks. But just in general, since this is a shorter episode, I have someone's birthday party and an engagement to get to. We're just going to go as much as we can for the next, let's say, 35 minutes and see how far we can go.
Speed run.
Yeah, basically. And then if we miss anything, we'll just circle back next episode. We'll carry the article over to our new doc.
I honestly don't have that much pressing stuff.
Yeah.
So that would be totally fine.
Wait, did you see my notes? Are you even though it's not as expansive as yours, are you a little proud of me that I took little notes and questions?
He has a screen grab of a chart, and I was so proud.
I know. I
was like, look at Chris.
Let me tell you, the fact that, like, I'm left this job has made me feel so much better. I now have time for things I'm more interested in, and I didn't realize, you don't recognize the things you have until you don't have it anymore.
Yeah
so I didn't have the time, and I didn't appreciate the time I had. I would just sit around, and now, like, I have the time and I'm like, well, I could be working on the podcast, I could be streaming, I could be doing something. So
I cannot wait until my assessments are done and I can just be like, I have time. Yeah. I can write my articles early like I usually do this. Yeah. Time I literally just did it today. Sorry guys,
it's okay. You are going through school. Not all of us are lucky enough to graduate on the same year as me. Anyway, so why don't we start off with the news? Sophia, do you want to go first or should I go first?
You know what, you go first because I feel like you have the more important stuff.
Okay, so...
Mine's mostly games, okay. And I know yours is the...
Consoles.
Well, I'll just let you go. Okay. I won't spoil it.
So, since we've been gone for a while, we actually haven't talked about a couple of these subjects, and we haven't even spoken to each other that much because we've been so busy. So this might be an actual interesting conversation. So, during the Game Awards 2019, about a month ago, we got our first look at the Xbox Series X. How do we feel about that, Sophia?
Like, you know, I'm not a huge console person. I mean, like, specifics of, you know, I just take what comes out when I want to upgrade, I do. I'm not like, oh my god, it has this and this. There's not that much of a big change this time, right?
From what I heard. Okay, so that's actually why I have the specs in front of me and why I did what we have here. So, actually, I wish I had the same graph for the PlayStation that I did for the Xbox, because the PlayStation has the PS5 speculated specs next to the PS4 Pro to compare, but I didn't do that for Xbox Series X. But basically, this one is supposed to be twice as powerful than the Xbox One X, so the Series X, so that's pretty good. That's actually awesome, considering the Xbox One X is more powerful than PS4 Pro now. They have a custom-designed processor from AMD, making use of the Zen 2 and Navi architecture, which I believe one of those chips actually has the ray tracing feature, so that will help with more accurate reflections when playing games, which is pretty awesome. I've never experienced ray tracing, but I just hear everybody talking about how great it is. Then it'll be running games at 120 hertz and frame rates like 60 frames minimum, which I think is pretty awesome. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know about you, because you never had an
Xbox. Chris is just looking at my blank face.
Yeah, like, I'm staring at you.
I have to make this, you're to just make like, this very clear.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah, I am.
So here's my
barely
thing.
Anything to me.
I like smooth gameplay, but I also love increased resolution. So whenever I get a game like, example, Tomb Raider, where I could choose between 60 frames and 4K, I'm literally so conflicted. I swap back and forth and be like, oh, like, 60 frames in 1080p doesn't look that bad, but also 4K looks pretty damn good. And, like, I'll switch back and forth for the first 5 minutes when I'm playing the game, and I'm just like, okay, we're gonna go with 4K. So the fact that we might get 4K at 60 frames makes me super happy. And then this also makes me happy is the fact that it has potential for 8K resolutions. So that could mean a lot of things, though.
It means you're gonna need to go buy a new TV.
Well, that too. But I'm not worried about that right now. Because here's the thing. When people say capable of 4K or 8K, they have to specify, because it could mean they could stream at 8K but not play at 8K, or stream at 4K, not play at 4K. So I'm interested to see how this works out. Considering it is double the power of the Xbox One X, I think it should be pretty good to, like, you know, like be able to handle playing at 8K, but we're gonna have to see once they give us more details, because we're in the year of the new consoles. I'm so excited.
I can tell.
I know. So let me push through this a little more. So SSD storage system, that just means faster load times, faster like information. Capable with Xbox One accessories. So this is what I like, because a lot of people collect Xbox One controllers, and I have quite a few. So the fact that my controllers will work with the Series X is super cool. I'm very happy. And then it's going to have a physical disc drive, so they're not getting rid of physical media yet, which I do enjoy.
But I don't like physical media. Honestly, we don't need it. Get rid of it.
You see, I didn't realize that I don't use physical media anymore. I didn't realize until
that's like buying a DVD. Who buys a DVD?
Well, you want to know what made me realize? The fact that I went to go download something and it was like, storage is full. I was like, what? And then I looked, I was like, wow, I have 2 terabytes worth of games. I don't use discs anymore. This is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And not really a problem, because it's very easy to access.
The only disc The only disc I have is... Oh, shoot. I think I have Skyrim. Because I bought it so long ago.
Oh my god, I have Skyrim, and I've never finished the main campaign. I think we talked about that, though.
No, you don't need to.
Anyway, I just want to state that all this information came from a Tech Radar article by Bill Thomas. And these are... This, I think, is the official specs that Xbox has spoken about. They said they'll be giving more details on the system as things go forward, but that's all we have right now. But I'm going to toss it back over to you before we get into our competitors' hardware. So I'm going to throw it back over.
Have you heard of Ancestors?
No, I have not.
Okay. So Ancestors, the Humankind Odyssey, came out December 6th. It's from the creators of Assassin's Creed. The summary is, embark on the incredible odyssey of human evolution and begin your journey 10 million years ago in the new adventure from the creator of Assassin's Creed. So pretty much you play through evolution. You start off as an ape and you go through millions of years and whatever else.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So this game I was really looking forward to coming out. I think there's a gap in the market for games at the time period that predates written history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much you could do with that. Like, there was different humans. You can go through that. You could go through, you know, just make it a cool RPG where you have to survive with tools and whatever. Anyway. So I thought this game was going to close that gap. However, the reviews have been quite mixed. It has a ton of 5-star reviews, but also a ton of 1-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It scored 58 on PC Gamer. This is from Christopher Livingston, his review. He opens with, the aroused moaning of the prehistoric ape I'm trying to bang is getting a bit too much.
Oh no.
She's really into this back rub I'm giving her, but I'm having trouble feeling the mood myself. We're squatting in the freezing rain. My leg is broken. I have an orphan toddler clinging to my back, and another member of my clan is enthusiastically picking his nose in my sightline. It's not even a tiny bit romantic, but hey, I'm trying to save our species.
What did I just hear?
More to the point, he talks about lots of things that are wrong with this game.
Okay.
The controls are awkward. There's an aspect of the game where you have to use your senses to detect something in the game, like danger or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
But to use it, you have to stop moving completely. And if there's an interactable item in the way, then it's just going to prompt you to use that instead of actually detecting what you need to detect. Other issues are the way you're supposed to swing from vines. There's no targeting system, so it's just a leap of faith. And then if you miss, you're going to break your leg or kill your character. So even just climbing down from the tree is awkward and takes up too much time. The progress through the game is achingly slow. And if your clan dies out, you have to repeat the game over and over again, which means rediscovering every tool and plant and whatever. You're completely restarting. So he ends a review with, I haven't completed Ancestors yet, but I've definitely had enough. So it's not a game I want to get, unfortunately. It sounds really slow.
So is this very sim?
Not much happens.
Like, sim related?
I think it's more like, it's a survival game.
Okay.
So this is a bit like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Except minus the building. I don't know why I picked Minecraft. There are better survival games. It's a basic survival game, but you're playing through millions of generations and you're trying to evolve.
Gotcha. That's interesting. I don't know how... you see...
Yeah.
There's... I think we're getting to a point in the market where everyone's just trying to create like a product and see if it sticks. Like people get into it. Like, they're thinking of these really funny or outlandish concepts, like Untitled Goose Game, where people were, like, these guys totally were just like, let's just make a game we think is fun and see if it's, like, catches on. And that's, by the way, they, like, are doing incredibly well. I forgot what the exact statistics were, but they made a crap ton of money.
Millions.
Yeah, like, I'm very happy to see an indie developer succeed like that. But anyway.
Oh, I wanted to get that game.
Yeah,
I should buy it
Actually think I might buy it today, too, because I forgot I brought it up.
Me too.
We could talk about it next week.
Okay, we'll both play. We could stream it.
Yeah. And it's a cheap game, so we both, like, don't have to shove out $1 million. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I think in concept, this sounds like an interesting game. Like you said, like, when you're describing it to me, I thought it was going to be, like, pretty, like, oh, like, I'd give it a shot. And then you read that review, and I was just like, oh.
Never mind.
Yeah, it sounds like the controls are clunky from what I hear.
It just sounds messy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Assassin's Creed, if it's from same... I mean, Assassin's Creed had similar issues in some of their games where it was just clunky controls and it wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, it took them a while to actually iron that stuff out.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, so I think this isn't the end of a game like this because it got a lot of attention and I did see it around a lot. And it kind of died out when it came out because it was so bad.
Yeah.
But I do think that something else will come out, but this isn't it. Like, don't buy this. Let's just see what happens, because this has caught attention, and I wouldn't be surprised if in the next year or so, a better one comes out.
And not to mention, if this is a new game and it's not doing amazingly, they might lower the price, and it might be worth the price eventually.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't buy a full price, maybe if it was for, like, $5.
Yeah, so, like, I think over time, and it's good to see that the creators of, like, the game, like, they're experimenting with concepts as opposed to sticking to the one franchise and just being like, let's keep shoving these out. Let's just keep going, you know? Mm. So it's always good to see people trying to innovate or come up with different ideas to appeal to a different audience. Ooh. You know?
My Steam just opened for some reason.
Oh, that's
It's fun. God telling me to buy Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah, that's it. That's, you are now stuck doing it. You have to do it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. So, okay. So now this is where things are a little, rumor or speculatory. So we haven't really heard anything about PS5 at all. And to be quite honest, when we heard about Xbox Series X, it was kind of out of nowhere. Like, everybody wasn't expecting to hear anything at the Game Awards. I'm sure Jeff Keighley pulled some kind of strings to get, like, the Xbox to be like, fine, we'll announce it there. Like, because they were more than a full year away, or like at exactly a full year.
I also think at this point, because it's so competitive of Xbox versus PlayStation, it is like, who can get more attention first kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now Xbox have released theirs, it's gonna put PlayStation second.
Yes, and the thing is, I think the reason why they did that is because from the rumors, Xbox is going to have a couple different models at launch, because they've clarified that the console itself is just called Xbox, and then Series whatever is supposed to be the model. So
that's so stupid.
Yeah. So that's
so confusing.
I know, and it's gonna confuse the crap out of like grandparents and parents when they the mm-hmm. holiday season comes, when they're still selling both, because I'm sure at some point it'll be phased out. But anyway, I'm going to circle back and I'm going to digress a little bit and go back to PlayStation. These are like the specs that seem to have quote unquote leaked. And I got this from BGR.com, and the article was written by Chris Wrights, which is actually pretty great that his name is Chris Wrights. So it says it has an 8 Zen 2 cores with an SMT clocks. The clocks are disclosed for it. I don't really know too much about that, but comparing it to the Zen 2 and the Navi architecture, it seems like it's not going to be as powerful, even though it does run a Navi GPU. It has a 36 custom Navi compute system. From what I'm reading online, this is still going to be a few notches less powerful than the Xbox Series X. Which is kind of interesting, because this could also show evidence that Xbox Series X is going to be like just one of a couple consoles, because they might have that really higher end expensive like PC priced model, and then they're going to have the Series S, which would be like more competitive towards the basic PlayStation coming out, PlayStation 5 coming out. Cuz if I'm thinking, if they could, for the same price as a normal, like $500, get it that high to like comparable to the Xbox, then they would, you know? So I'm thinking Xbox or Microsoft was literally like, okay, just since this is the more expensive one, just put whatever we can into it, and we'll price that, I'd probably at a cap at like $600, $700. I'm thinking 600. because if it's the higher end, and then they're going to do like a 400 for like whatever lower end model they have. But yeah, so the leaks are saying that it's going to be less powerful, but they're still going to have the ability to do ray tracing in a different manner. They said they've been working with other companies to figure out how to get the ray tracing effect with a less powerful system. So I think that would be interesting, and that might be more alluring because you're going to get that experience as a consumer without having to shove out the same amount of money that the Xbox Series X would be. Especially because we don't know if there's going to be a second system, if they're going to have ray tracing as well. So if you have that lower end that's not capable of ray tracing, you have the PlayStation that's a little more expensive than that, and then you have the Series X that is able to do ray tracing, you're going to go with the PlayStation, you know?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you this question. Do you think we're going to hear about the PS5 soon? Because I think we have to hear about it within the next month or so.
We have to.
Because
Xbox, to be honestly, the only thing that Xbox has going for it is its console right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, PlayStation's all the games. What does Xbox have? The
Xbox doesn't have many exclusives, and I think that's why they're trying to, like, come back into the game this generation mm-hmm. with them.
Like, so...
Oh my god.
They need what?
I just realized I forgot to write down the first the second exclusive they announced for the Xbox. Hellblade 2.
Haven't we talked about Hellblade 2?
No, because Hellblade 2 was announced at the same time as the Series X.
Well, that's for next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Spoiler
next week.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Sorry everyone.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
This is what you could have won.
Anyway, keep going. Sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, so PlayStation is going to need to release soon but also I feel like they have the upper hand even now because people are going to lean, like, I have always been a diehard Xbox fan and I'm just like, I need to get a PlayStation.
Yeah, their exclusives are pretty alluring at this point.
Spider-Man, God of War, even Detroit Become Human was only PS4 until recently.
Yeah, so, you're right. They had an exclusivity deal with them. Yeah, I think we definitely have to hear from them soon. My thing is, if I get that you have to give it a certain amount of grace period before you start talking about your console because you want the hype to die down around the competitors, you know, hardware. The only thing is, how long is too long before people are start getting concerned about the information? Like, you know, like, they haven't spoken about it for a while. Like, is there a problem in production? Is there a problem with how much power this is? Is it, like, you know, like, people are going to start getting concerned. Like, biggest example with Bayonetta 3 announced, we haven't heard about it since the announcement to Game Awards, and people are, like, wondering, something's wrong with development. We're not hearing about it. What's going on, you know?
But I wouldn't worry too much. I don't think, I think they have the upper hand, they're taking their time, because they want to be able to control the release, right? They can't make it seem like, oh shoot, Xbox has done this, so now we have to do it. They're going to wait, I think, probably at least a month. I think we'll be hearing about it February.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I know we have CES, the electronics convention thing going on, and according to a lot of leaked articles, they're saying that Sony's going to be there, but they're not sure. I mean, obviously, they could be talking about TVs or something, but a Sony rep that's involved with PlayStation is supposed to be there. They just don't know if he's going to visit because he's interested in technology or if he's going to actually announce something, which might be a PlayStation.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So, I'm going to toss it back over to you.
Okay. So, Assassin's Creed has come to Switch.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed The Rebel Collection consists of Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Assassin's Creed Rogue. These are odd choices to come to Switch, since neither was the most successful Assassin's Creed game. however, it's being sold relatively cheaply at $40, which for two games is pretty good. That's 20 each.
Yeah.
Especially for Switch, because Switch is like 40 to 60.
And you're not getting that full console experience, like with the great resolution and everything, so it shouldn't be too expensive.
Well, that's the issue.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Not done great. First of all, we have to assume that Odyssey and Origins are on their way, because that seems like the obvious choice. but it might be too much considering how badly these two have done. When I first read this, I did have my doubts, because especially Assassin's Creed is really fiddly. Because we just talked about the controls.
Yeah.
It's difficult They're to, like, clunky. Go up the buildings and... Yeah. It's really... Well, I think it's really precise. You have to get everything really precise, yes, and it's going to be really annoying. Because
it's very based off of, like, not real world, but, like, real physics. So, like, you have to get that, like, to the hair. It needs to be perfect, that aim or whatever. Or it's not... Really it's very annoying. Unforgiving if you're not accurate.
Yeah.
There you go.
The amount of times I've, like, accidentally jumped off a building, I'm like, great, now I have to reclimb this stupid building.
Yeah.
Anyway. Turns out I was right. A quote from Seth Macy from IGN.
Oh, says, I love Seth Macy. Favorite recorder. One of my favorites, because I love Casey DeFreitas.
Can I continue?
Sorry, I like my reporters from IGN.
Unfortunately, it turns out to be an ugly mess that barely looks better than it did on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Oof.
Yet somehow runs worse.
Oof.
To summarize, the screens are too small, the frame rates are too low, and apparently it's weirdly dark, which is odd.
Yikes.
So for Assassin's Creed fans, despite the quite low price for a 2-game pack on the Switch, I'd skip this one, unfortunately.
That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I think we've been hearing that a lot for the Switch, though. It has had a lot of growing pains.
Well, actually, we'll have, I'm gonna skip around my stuff, because I have a subject involving that.
Okay, what's your thing?
So, here we go. Sorry, I had to find it on my doc. So, apparently, there's rumors of a Switch Pro coming out. And I'm very interested in this article, because it's from Games Radar by Jordan Gerblick, and he's actually citing this from gamesindustry.biz. So apparently a business analyst named Serkan Toto, he's had history of predicting moves from Nintendo before. Like, he actually predicted the Switch Lite last year, which was very interesting, even though he predicted the Pro and the Lite the same year, which actually doesn't make sense business-wise, so I don't know why he would have predicted. But anyway, he has a record of getting things right. He's saying that there has to be a new Switch model coming out this year, a Switch Pro, per se, and it's going to have 8K support, and this is where that whole support thing comes back in, because people are thinking it's just either just going to upscale, or it's just going to be able to stream in 4K, not...
Yeah, that is the big problem, right? Because half these games are not working.
Yeah, so here's the thing. It basically... How do I put it? This system runs off of mobile chips, so there's only so much it could do, but that could also work to its advantage, because mobile chips are refreshed and reiterated every single year, especially with what chip do they use? I forget what chip. I think it's an NVIDIA, but I could be wrong.
Well, that's what I have.
Oh, do you?
Sorry, keep going.
No, yeah. Anyway. So,
really? Tell me more.
I'm pretty sure the NVIDIA Shield is run, like, the new refreshed version of the NVIDIA Shield is going to be using a new 4K eligible chip in it, and if, like, say this is a special modded chip that they put in their Switch, it could basically only output 4K for, like, streaming and stuff like that, and just they could be able to overclock it a little bit more at its current resolution or upscaled resolution. So I think this is what we need, because the gap between companies in quality is getting a little bigger and bigger, especially because, like, The Witcher on Switch is so stripped down to the point.
I think every game I've heard of is just, it's not working. Witcher isn't working. Assassin's Creed isn't working. I read another one. I can't remember what it was now. It was one of the big ones, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I know Witcher, like, functions. I think the problem people have is that, like, the UI doesn't function well on, like, the Switch handheld part, because the text is so small. And, like, it's also hard to see certain enemies, because some enemies are smaller and will hide in grass and stuff like that. And you're looking at a really small, tiny screen. So
I think that was one of the issues with Assassin's Creed as well. It's just too small.
Yeah, so maybe if it's like a 1080p screen and it outputs in 4K, it'll be a little sharper and easier to see what's going on. I think there has to be some kind of Switch revision this year, for sure.
Yeah, because especially the prices are just not forgivable. You can't spend $60 on The Witcher
and then it not be good.
And then it not work.
Yes.
Like, that's not fair to anyone.
Yeah. Now, Mike, I have a couple questions I wrote down for you. How powerful do you think the Switch has to be in order to stay relevant in the current gaming market? Like, do you think
honestly,
it has
I don't
to...
want to put numbers to it, but it has to work.
Like, do you
that's
think...
just it.
Do you think
like,
it,
no
the
one's
bare
gonna
minimum...
buy games that don't work.
Do you think the bare minimum, it just has to run these previous gen games, or do you think...
And it has to look decent.
I was
like,
about
not
to say.
4K, amazing. But it can't run like an old... I don't know. The original... Remember the original Sims game? And how bad that was?
How it loaded for like an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like these games, that's what these games are at. They need to be at least Sims 2. Like, I'm not asking for a Sims 4... But you gotta be at a Sims 2.
Yeah, because when you buy into a Switch, you buy into the fact that you're not getting the same graphical fidelity as, like, an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4.
They could just stop investing in these bigger games until they can do it. It's not fair to be like, oh, we're gonna bring these big, massive games and promising they're gonna run and then they're not. But you've got stuff like Untitled Goose Game that people will pay for, Pokemon people will pay for. Go for until you can do it, like not forever, but until you can do it, just stick to the indie games and the smaller games.
Yeah, I think. Well, I think once this revision comes, I think Nintendo will be in a safe spot where they'll just be able to do it. Like, there might be a bug or two that they need to figure out because it's new hardware, and there's always that problem with new hardware that comes out. But I feel like all these releases are happening. 2-3 years into the Switch's life is prepping for those games to be already out when this new hardware comes out, you know? So it would be it will run better and you won't have to wait long for your Switch to take advantage of new games, you know?
Yeah, I just
it's like kind of like between the new Nintendo DS, the new Nintendo 3DS, and then the Nintendo 3DS, because it had a different processor. And there were games.
Well, that's
that...
the thing. That's what people want, right? They want the nostalgia of having a 3DS in your pocket all the time and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, because you have your games on demand at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt like that was a big thing of like, oh, it's coming back, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's...
And like, people don't want, I mean, obviously they do want, but I think the Switch can survive without The Witcher and Assassin's Creed and all, like, you can just do smaller games until you can manage it.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to have these, like, on the back burner, like, just, like, announce new Switch revision. By the way, these 8 games that take full advantage of the Switch, the Switch Pro, are coming out the same month. Or, actually,
yeah.
I'm sure they couldn't do that because that would, like, saturate the month in game releases, but you know what I mean? Like,
or just leading up to it.
Yeah, leading right up
like
to it.
Like, every month leading up to it.
Which, who knows? For all we know, we could be 3 or 4 months out from the Switch, and then this conversation was for nothing, and they did exactly what we're saying. But I see
then
what...
Then copyright it quick.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You owe us money.
Yeah.
We thought it first.
Okay, and then my last question about this is, do you think this is going to be an actual Switch, or do you think it's going to be connected to a TV console? Because the Switch Lite dropped the whole connective to the TV, but the Switch is that right in between, and then the Switch Pro could possibly just be a plug into the TV and you can only display 4K.
It shouldn't do that. Then there's no point, right? If you can't play it everywhere, what's the point of owning a Switch?
You see, I think that's a branding thing. I think we would have to be in it, like, sit in on that and be like, what is considered a Switch at up to this point? Because our Switch Lite is recognizable.
You're buying a Wii again.
Yeah, a Switch Lite is recognizable at this point. If you see it, you still think it's a Switch. But if I have a box that, like, just plugs into a TV, that doesn't look like a Switch. It looks like, you know, it just looks like a box.
That would be so stupid if they were just like, oh, but you can't leave the house with it. Like, what's the point?
Yeah,
why are you rebuying the games to play on the same TV? Just use Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah. So I think we got to see how this plays out, because it could really be anything at this point. Like, nobody predicted that the Switch Lite would just not switch. So whatever. I'm gonna leave it at that. This information again came from Jordan Gerblick. If I pronounced that name right, I probably didn't. But yeah, I'm gonna toss it to you. Why don't we make this our last story, and then we'll talk about what games we've been playing, even though we kind of talked about what we bought.
I've got decisions then. Do you want to hear about Light Matter or The Walking Dead Virtual Reality?
Ooh, I kind of want to hear Walking Dead Virtual Reality, even though I'm not into that series. I just like zombies.
Okay, this is going to be a short one then. The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners is an upcoming virtual reality experience. It's coming out January 23rd.
Okay.
And it pretty much just turns The Walking Dead into an interactive experience where you can fight walkers and make choices.
Ooh.
It is a full game. It's going to be $40 on Steam, Oculus, and their website. And this sounds something that I might get. Like, it sounds really cool, because you can, there aren't that many games for VR, and I never end up using it. Like, I have Skyrim, but that's it, and I have Skyrim everywhere, you know what I mean?
Okay, question.
So I'd like an excuse to start up again. Yeah.
Is this a full game in the sense of, like, a full game on console, or a full game in the sense of, like, it's considered a full VR game, because VR games are usually shorter in experiences than full games on,
it's
like,
a full
console.
VR game.
There we go.
I think, is what I've kind of gathered. Like, it hasn't talked about a plot or anything. It's just, like, you see walkers and you can fight them.
Okay. All right, that's not a problem. I mean, at this point, I feel like next gen will get a little bit more intuitive. Like, I know they have Half-Life Alyx coming out, and that's supposed to be like the length of a full game, which is interesting, and I kind of can't wait to see, even though I don't have any VR equipment. I do intend on investing in VR and experiencing what this is about, because first off, everybody wants that experience, like, to feel they're in a video game if they're into video games, which I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure, depending on what games you play, you get a different thing out of VR. Like, Minecraft VR? Oh, somebody could live in Minecraft forever. Jesus Christ, that would be, like, wild for, like, a little kid. But then we have things like Batman, and, like, even though that game wasn't that good from what I hear, like, the Iron Man VR coming out. Like, who doesn't want to feel like they're flying, like, Iron Man through the skies?
I think the issue with these games is that they're priced wrong. Because for $40, you're going to expect a full game, and you're probably not going to get that. You're going to get a experience, air quotes.
Yes. Okay, but here's the thing.
And I think Iron Man was, like, $40 too. And it was literally just you fly around like Iron Man.
I don't think it's out yet, is it? I mean, it might be. I don't know. I don't keep track of VR stuff.
Well, I think it's, yeah, well, I mean, point still stands. Like, it's just going to be flying around like Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think it's just about development and, like, costs. And I feel like if things are too expensive to develop and you have to price a certain thing a certain way, then it shouldn't be, like, I hate to say it shouldn't be made, but, like, it should be put off until you have a more cost-efficient way of doing it, or the type of platform gets more popular, because VR is very niche. Very, like, I know one person, and that's you, who owns a VR headset.
Yeah.
So,
I only know me.
Yeah. So, honestly, I think over time, it will pick up. It's just not going to be as fast as the build as, like, buying a PlayStation or Xbox. You have to be invested in a VR if you want to play VR.
Yeah, but honestly, I think I said this before and I'll say again, VR is the future to gaming.
Oh, I'm sure.
It might not happen this decade, but there's going to be a point where all games are VR.
Yeah.
I promise.
There's no doubt in my mind, but till then, I think things should be priced a little less, or the projects should be put, like, pushed back until they could do it at a more sufficient price. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to get hate for saying that, because some people, there's going to be, like, that one person that's diehard VR and it's like, no, I think this experience is completely worth it, and you're 100% wrong, but That's just how we feel. Anyway, let's do a quick transition, and we'll do a 5-minute talk about games we've played, because I want to talk about Resident Evil 2. Sound good?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, roll the segue. All right, we're back, Sophia. What games have you been playing? I'm super excited to hear, because you mentioned After Party earlier. But yeah. I need to know more.
So I think we've already talked about After Party, right?
Yeah.
I want you to finish it and then we should have a full in-depth conversation about it, because it is one of those games where I just don't know how to feel about it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll talk about it. I started Detroit Become Human. That's going to be... I'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah.
I've been playing through Cube Escape games, where there's 3 actual games, and then there's a bunch of apps, and I've been playing through them. Still don't understand the plot, but okay. I think we'll get there. I kind of get a lot where they're... Okay, because I played it in the wrong order. I actually played the last one first. So I think it might be messing me up, but pretty much... It starts the game. So the first app is you have to escape this room. And it's one of those, you get the key from the clock and then you unlock this. And then this is a code for this.
Oh, it's like a Resident Evil kind of puzzle. Because that's how you do. You have to go room to room to find different pieces to solve a puzzle. And then you have to go back. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, I think so. It's like an escape room, but a game.
Okay. Okay, because I guess, like, to keep going forward in a Resident Evil game, you do have to, like, retrace steps and find items, but I don't know.
No, it's not. It's more like an escape room.
Okay.
But an app. So, don't really understand, but I do recommend it, because it is a lot of fun, and you get really proud of yourself when you figure it out.
Oh, I bet. I love that reward system that you feel after you, like, you feel you complete
when you
something,
do it.
It's
when
in
you
your
do
brain.
A puzzle, you're like, I'm smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yay.
It's like bragging rights.
Mm-hmm. I do think the last game, which I accidentally played first, is still the best one, because it kind of holds its own plot. And the other one, the other full game, I think it's called Hotel, and that held its a plot, it kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, I think I've gotten to the point where the games do start connecting and explaining, so I just need to get through them to figure it all out, and then I'll like... I'm sure I'll be confused and then look up an explanation later.
That's relatable. I love that.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Cool.
What is this?
So, that sounds fun. I might... Can you send me a link to that?
They're
is that just Steam? Or can I get it somewhere else?
No. I think you can probably get it somewhere else.
Okay.
I think you can get all of it on your phone.
Oh.
And then the full...
I totally misheard that. I heard you say phone, but I thought you were saying it's also available on phone. Okay.
It is also available on phone.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
It's on your phone.
Okay.
Like, it's apps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. I thought initially you were saying that it was a game that's also available on phone. Like you had it on Steam, and then you found out it was on phone.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh. Okay, so this is awesome.
I'm so confused right now.
No, I just misunderstood. Yeah. You could just ignore me. So I got it. Send me the link to that.
So most of them are free.
Okay.
And then 3 of, like, the full games, mm-hmm. which take a few hours, I think they cost, like, $2 or something.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's fun. Well, cool. So, what have I been playing? I've been playing a lot of Pokemon, as you know, because that's all I ever do. I've been streaming Pokemon Shield, because I beat Sword, and that's been fun to interact with people and talk about Pokemon stuff as I'm playing. And then... Yesterday I streamed Resident Evil 2 Remake, and that was hilarious. I got so scared, and one of my viewers commented, like, this is... I first off, I titled the stream Watch a Grown Man Cry, which was great, and some dude, like, commented and went, this is the content I follow for, and then he followed. And
nice.
And I was like, yeah, me almost pissing my pants is great content. I love that for you.
I'm so mad you do it so late, so I can't... I'll get like a notification the next morning.
You know what's crazy,
it's
too,
because, like, you did it at 5 a.m. I'm like,
And you know what's crazy? There's a lot of people from the UK that join, even though I stream so late. Like, I had...
They're watching you at 5 a.m.
Yeah. I've had... my first day of streaming Pokemon, I had 3 people who lived in the UK out of, like, the 6 people watching that were just like... I was like, oh, where's everybody from? And like 3 of them said UK. And I was like, isn't it really late there? And they're like, yeah, can't sleep. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool for you. Well, come and hang. We're cool. But,
wow, I feel like a terrible person now. I can't even watch.
No, you're fine.
Like, oh,
you're fine.
Because I'm from the UK.
I'm probably going to be streaming late most days, too. The only time I'll stream at the time that you're awake is probably on, like, Saturdays. But anyway, that's been really fun. I think this is, like, even though I'm playing it so late, I think this is my favorite game from 2019. Like, honestly, like, I had to get drunk, Sophia, on New Year's to play this game because I was so scared.
We should have a Resident Evil drinking game next time you stream.
Yes, every time Chris is screaming, take a shot. Yeah, wakes up at 5 a.m. to take shots. But yeah, so I got
for class.
Sloshed on New Year's, and I wasn't streaming that day. But just to, like, progress, because do you know Mr. X? Do you know anything about this game?
No.
There's this one character, which is called a Tyrant, and he's, like, a super, almost indestructible type of zombie. And he follows you throughout the police department, trying to kill you. Like, literally just walks around and monitors the halls. The moment he sees you, you hear, like, this scary music and you hear his feet stomping. And you have to immediately figure out what door he's coming from and where you have to run, because he'll just sideswipe you and kill you. And it puts you on edge. And that's the thing.
That sounds awful.
When I was drinking, I was calm enough to play it and get past that part. And then once I was past that part, I was able to, like, play continuously while I was streaming, because I was like, all right, I'm not terrified, and, like, I know zombies are gonna be around, but Mr. X isn't around, so we're cool. So up until
last... Did you say we're cool?
We're cool.
We're cool.
No, we're cool.
We're cool.
So
anyway,
yesterday I played up until Mr. X showed up again.
I think you can do it.
And then I couldn't do it because I was sober. and I literally, like, ran away, found the closest save spot, saved, and then I was like, okay, this is where I'm doing it today. And that was also, I think, off stream. But again, favorite game this year, Resident Evil 3 comes out in a few months, the remake, which I also have information on in my stories, but we'll
talk
about
that.
Is that
the one I played with you with Leon?
No, Leon's not in this one. Leon's in Resident Evil 2. The one that you played with Leon with me was either 5 or 6, because we played... No, 6 or... It had to be 6. Yeah. I haven't played 5. So we played Resident Evil 6 together, and that had Leon in it.
Okay. That's the only person I know, because I think that's Matt Mercer.
Yeah. So Leon...
The voice.
Yeah, Leon was in that one. I've basically, to this point, I've played Resident Evil 1, 6, 7... I'm playing 2, and I was halfway through Resident Evil 4 before I picked up Resident Evil 2. So I'm playing these in a horrible order. One day I will revisit and play them all from the beginning, but I still need to go back and play Resident Evil 0, the prequel, and then there's Code Veronica, which is like a spin-off version.
Oh, I want to play that one, right? Because is that the one where you can play with people?
I think so. I'm not all well-versed in all the games. But yeah.
The one that you got the demo for, right?
I'm not familiar. I don't remember, to be quite honest. Code Veronica's been out for a year. Oh, no. Oh, I know what you're talking about. No. I thought you were talking...
Like, how do you not remember
no,
this?
No, I thought you were talking about, like, a demo back in the day. The demo I got
is
Resident Evil Project Resistance, which is going to be a pack-in
That's
side game with Resident Evil 3.
Nope. Play.
Did you hear
anything?
Did you
just release that?
No.
No, because I was trying to figure out the one I wanted. Sorry, what were you saying?
Resident Evil Project Resistance is going to be bundled in with Resident Evil 3 Remake. So it's going to be multiplayer mode.
Okay.
So I can't wait to play that, because that's going to be fun to test out and play. But yeah, anyway, so I haven't really been playing much other than that, those two games. I still have, as you could tell, I have a million other games that I've started and haven't gone into. I still have God of War and Persona to play. But yeah, do you have any other games you want to share?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. I think this was a great conversation. I think we did pretty good talking about things we were interested in.
Nice.
And we covered the more important news. So I just want to thank everybody who's listening. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Episode 10. We did it. We made it to 10 episodes, even though Sophia wasn't at the last one. Thank you guys so much. If you're interested in knowing whenever our new episode goes up, make sure you follow or subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. We have a Facebook page, which I will post whenever there's a new episode, called The Pixels Podcast, which is, I think it's a closed group, but just click invite yourself and I'll accept it. We also have a Instagram page at The Pixels Podcast, where I also post when I stream. And then Sophia runs our Twitter, which is at The Pixels Podcast. Thank you guys so much. We hope you have a great day, and here's to a great 2020. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.